I think that we all take a nice deep breath.
I think it does feel a little tense.
We let the stress. I know. We're like, honestly, we're good.
Oh, I'm great. I'm great.
But I'm
great.
Just saying, let's just take a deep breath because I like taking deep breaths.
I also do.
Everyone, let's take a deep breath and hold it.
I think I was the culprit of the stress, so I'm sorry.
It's okay. I think you just want to get going, which makes sense.
I know. I'm kind of like, let's just do this.
It's okay. Totally hear you.
But can we wait 2 more hours and then get going?
Yeah. We're going to go to Rhino at 9 p.m.
3 p.m. Yeah. What time is it? Actually, let's not know.
12:57.
Okay. Let's know.
Let's know.
1 p.m.
Well, hey, the goal of our trip is to just spend time together.
This is true.
And that's what we're doing.
That's why I'm like, we're on no timeline.
I'm loving life.
Honestly.
Did you want to go somewhere?
No. I think it was just there's so many, like, you do this and you do this.
Yeah,
I felt very like,
doing something wrong
is what I felt like.
No one's upset.
I'm just in the corner drinking my kombucha.
No, we know.
So
we know.
I have
Kira's already drunk. So
just been drinking since we got here.
Yeah.
And you think we're joking. We're not.
That's also on the flight on the way here.
No, were I actually, you? I know I didn't.
Oh, I thought you did.
Spirit doesn't do.
Yeah, no.
Spirit doesn't do
Spirit. It's like $25,000. So I'm not going to. Thank you. Hide that. Do you guys want your lattes or no?
I have mine.
I want it, but it's fine. I don't really want to get up. Because I think it's best if I don't.
I'm going to call assistance.
Never mind. I won't even ask. Okay.
We can't do it. We
just alphabetical order.
Alphabetical order.
I think we all say it together.
I think we do too. I feel like I'm on top of you. But are
I
you?
I feel like.
Are you okay? Yeah, which is why I was kind of spreading out so we could. Like,
yeah.
You can come over a little. You know what
I was
going
to say? I can't. I mean, I can, but I don't want to.
Because we got space and I'm still in frame if you want to, like, I come
mean,
over more.
You're in frame a lot, too. I mean, you're both in frame
okay.
a lot.
Yeah.
We're probably.
So you're both in. Yeah.
Okay, well.
Okay. Is it recording?
Here's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Please.
I'm a little shy recording in front of all of you right now.
Me too, kind of.
We currently have Bryce and Noah and Lainey and Mira here.
Well, no, and you guys. Like, I've
never
recorded in front of you guys before. So you don't know what I do.
Well, we have to look at each other's faces.
You don't know what I do either.
I don't want to
be on my phone. Do it all together. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. Hey guys.
Hi.
I didn't know what we were saying.
I didn't either.
Say.
We were introing together.
I thought you were going to sing It's Been Forever. That's kind of.
Oh, okay. Ready? Okay. On the count of three.
This is your note.
One. This is your note.
This is your note. Maybe I'll do that one and you do the
one. Yeah, thank you.
And you and.
I'm an alto one.
I don't know where to go from there, to be honest.
1, 2, 3.
It's not getting.
We can't sing it. I don't think those are the right notes for us to sing it. Let's just say it. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
It's been forever.
That made me want to die, kind of.
Hey, it's Casey.
I'm Meredith.
And this is Kiera.
And we're three best friends in a long-distance relationship.
We've learned some valuable lessons along the way over the last 10 years of being friends.
Now let's get to it, because...
I feel pressured by him.
I feel pressured by him.
Specifically,
I don't
mustache.
Feel pressured by you, but I feel
can
so
you,
much pressure from
can
you.
Can you actually turn around?
Can you close your eyes
can
and not watch?
Mira, turn around.
She's smiling. Oh, she thought that was funny.
We have an audience today, you guys, and it's kind of it's
intimidating.
Just I have no husband here and no baby here, and I feel intimidated.
It's okay. We still love you. You're so valuable.
You don't have to leave, but just don't, like, you kept judging me with your eyes and
I could
feel it.
Why don't the husbands go play on the table?
You go sit on that hard plank of wood.
No, I don't feel intimidated by you.
Oh.
Yeah, I actually am so comforted by your presence. He said, I'll do anything for Kiki.
That's actually really nice because, like, I don't have my, you know, my person here. So that's really sweet.
Or a person.
Okay.
Okay. Whoa.
I just was clarifying. Unless
okay.
I thought maybe she had
a person
now.
So
I thought maybe they
I have no
confused.
Person.
I thought they were going to be confused.
Oh, can we talk about our sweatshirts for a sec?
Yes.
Can you see?
Can you see?
Can you see it?
In case you couldn't say, it's I-T apostrophe S space B-E-E-N space okay. F-O-R-E-V-E-R.
You know what would have been really funny if the punctuation was wrong?
And then I was like, just scared.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you?
When I How ordered did you these? Do that right?
Okay, so let me just walk you through it.
Okay.
I didn't know what to write on it. I mean, I did, but there were so many options, so many custom choices.
Yeah.
I didn't know what color to pick.
Can you walk
I didn't
us
know
through
what
the
font
decision?
To do. Yeah, all right, that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
So, so I wanted to maybe capitalize IBF.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
But then I did it, obviously, as you can see, yes. or maybe. Yeah.
Which I think is good because our podcast episodes are lowercase.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But then I was like, should I not do apostrophe, like, ironically, because we're like, whatever. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But then I decided.
I would have hated that.
I know.
As a former
and then, no,
teacher.
And then I, obviously, I felt the same because then I did add it. And then
I'm glad you added it.
There was a huge question mark on whether or not to do the period.
Mm. I was that the period
that
is interesting.
I like the period.
I also do like
okay,
it.
Okay, so I did too, and I was like, but we don't have a period in our thing. But I felt like it was necessary.
Well, it's
like
a sentence.
It's a sentence.
It's
a sentence.
There's
been
no
forever.
Capital letter at the beginning,
correct.
But it's a sentence.
Yes.
But so. I think I would rather it be this way, lowercase and period. I think you made the right call.
Did I?
Now, how did you choose the green?
Okay, so I know that we've rebranded and we're in black and white.
Yeah.
But that's really hard to encapsulate on
sure.
a sweatshirt.
Yep, sure.
And also, I felt like with the color that I chose of the sweatshirt, I wanted to make a little bit of a statement, even
okay.
though it's really subtle.
And the green is kind of trendy.
And
it's
the
cute.
Green, the green is trendy, but it's also like an homage to the OG.
Yeah,
an OG
prototypes
homage
and stuff
you
did.
It's true.
So,
yeah,
I enjoy
that's
it.
That's how I.
It's super comfy. You want to share the story about your sweatshirt? What happened
yes.
today?
So we were having a lovely breakfast together.
Yeah, in case you can't tell,
eggs.
We're together.
Yeah,
in Denver,
we're physically here. This is not a simulation. Yeah. This is real life.
Ah! Come, bring me your face.
Oh, real life.
Here.
Okay.
Ow.
So we were having breakfast, and Meredith actually had to go just change Lainey because she had a blowout.
She had a huge blowout, yep.
And
then I had a blowout. And then just you yourself. And I
and
just
so
take a shower.
Mira had just gone to the bathroom. And
because Mira goes over the toilet.
Mira goes on the toilet.
In case you forgot.
In case you forgot. Mira goes on the toilet. So she had just gone. And I was like, great. We're sitting there. We're having a lovely time. Mm-hmm. And we've been playing this amazing game. I'm going to give Noah a quick shout out. Noah, hey. He's created this amazing game called Would You Rather, but Facebook Marketplace Edition.
Actually, a highlight of the trip.
It's
so
been
far.
Really fun.
Noah, and that's his favorite social media is Facebook Marketplace.
Wait, to paint you a picture, it's like a 5-foot blow up Lilo and Stitch versus like a flag of like
a Trump
some,
sign,
yeah,
or something
like
something
stupid.
It's like which would you rather?
Which would
have?
You rather? And so we have been playing that all morning. So we're like in the deep of like in the throes of it. And all
throws.
Of a sudden, Mira just rips. And it was super loud. And I felt the pressure on my leg.
I didn't know if it was a fart or not. I didn't know.
I know. Because
it was that
it
loud.
Could have been like a cough or
yeah.
something. And I look down and there's poop all over my sweatshirt. All my brand
the,
new
the
sweatshirt.
New
the first
Forever
time I ever
sweatshirt.
Worn it. And so I had to quick do an emergency wash on it.
But it worked
wash.
And the poop is out.
Poop's out.
Poops out. And here we are.
And here we are.
And here we are. Fresh sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to our podcast, you guys. This is so exciting. If you're new here, I'm Kiara.
I'm Casey.
And I'm Meredith.
And to catch you up to speed, should we give them just like brief?
Quick rundown.
Quick rundown. We met in college. We're three best friends. I live in North Carolina. Casey lives in Oregon with her husband and baby Mira. And then Mara lives in Iowa with her husband Noah and baby Lainey.
Mm-hmm.
And we started this podcast almost a year and a half ago, which is wild.
Last July.
July.
We're pushing like, well, I think that was the first episode we was released.
Yeah.
But we've been recording almost 2 years.
That's
now.
True. Almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're just looking for a fun time listening to our lives, this is the podcast for you. You know, we kind of joke in previous episodes, we're not a math podcast and we don't claim to know anything because we're just
not a thing.
Shooting the breeze. We're
not
just chit-chatting.
Yep.
That's about it. So grab your coffee. We have our coffee. Bryce made us lattes.
Yeah.
So cheers to that.
Really
cheers
proud.
To
we
Bryce.
Have, so we're staying at an Airbnb in Denver. Why? We felt like it was a good central location for all of us without disrupting all of our time zones too bad because we're all in three different time zones.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on an hour ahead time zone.
Okay.
You're an hour behind.
And you are
2 hours.
Two hours behind.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it took a little bit of adjustment the first night, and then the girls are like, they're so messed up.
Lainey's going to bed at like 5:30 this time and waking up at 5 in the morning. So that's super cool for us. We love it.
It's really good.
She used to be sleeping through the night, and on this trip has decided to get up every 2 hours. So that's awesome. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's what like normal parenting kind of is like.
If anyone's wondering, I too have a thrown off sleep schedule. I'm not a 4 month old.
I also have to nurse Kiara to sleep, so it's kind of weird.
She's fine.
I too am thrown off, but
she's fine.
It's okay. We're here.
Yeah.
Should we tell them what we did yesterday?
Yeah. Yes.
I guess.
So we all got in Wednesday evening and just saw each other. And that was kind of a surreal moment because we haven't been together in 2 years.
Yeah, since Meredith, my wedding,
and Noah's wedding. That's actually crazy.
That is really,
I know, crazy. Which was October, so almost ish to the
almost
to the month.
Day.
Yeah,
the month. Yeah. So seeing you guys just in real life felt fake.
Yeah,
like even sitting here right now doing this feels fake. I feel like I should be like in my headphones alone.
I know, like it's kind of just fun looking at you guys because I'm like, oh, you're like here.
Yeah,
you know,
it's so nice recording when I'm not like dead tired.
Yeah,
like not starting at like 9 o'clock. I'm like, oh, I'm exhausted.
Here's the thing: this when really we nice. Record, it's typically 9:30 my time, mm-hmm. Eastern time, 8:30 Maritime,
6:30
Casey
time.
We finish probably midnight my time, 11-ish.
Mm-hmm.
I'm falling asleep, but I will say, Mara's kind of the one that's like, all right, let's
wrap it up.
Wrap
this
up.
Let's wrap it
I'm
up.
I'm tired.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
She keeps us on track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which is good.
I'm a quality time person. I like to go to bed when Noah goes to bed. Like I like
going to sleep.
She really needs to submit to her husband.
Stop. It's biblical. Oh my gosh.
No, but I like going to bed when he's still awake, you know? Like instead of going in like, oh, he's already asleep.
I hit my mic on my tooth, just so you know.
Ouchie.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Ow.
I'm keeping it.
I know.
Keeping it.
As you should.
Which
is true because normally we'll see Noah in the frame and it'll be like, good night. And Mary's kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
I can tell in your eyes.
If I had to, Bride, do I ever go to bed when you're awake? Yeah. He answered no, in case you couldn't hear.
No.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty much opposite of that in every
way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Every way.
Here's the thing. I'm not really a morning person anymore. I used to say I'm more of a morning person than a night owl.
Yeah, I agree.
Now I'm kind of just
You don't like morning or night?
No. Okay. I'm a 1 p.m. girl. Maybe 10 a.m.
Is it like baby kind of changes it?
No, I think it's just because now in the morning, it's not like college where like in the morning it was like, oh, I could get up and like go to the hub and get breakfast and like go study. It's like, oh, I have to get up early and nurse and then pump
you don't
and
like
then
that
get to
it's
work
forced
yeah. It's like, yes,
oh, you hate the force.
I think I might like the mornings if I woke up earlier.
Really? Oh.
So that I could like have time. I like having time
like
in the morning to
own.
Like settle in. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Dirkle schmerkle
and herkle dirkle
crap.
And currently I don't get that herkle dirkle means staying in bed later
crying.
In case you've missed that, that was from
I
previous episode.
I don't even
dirkle schmerkle.
Yeah, that's
repeat that because dirkle I don't know.
Yeah.
To give you a picture, I slept on the couch because one of the beds in here is booty. So I slept here and then
right there.
Right there. Right where Mare's literally where butt is.
Where my butt is.
Where
I'm
my face was.
For you.
Thank you.
Just warm up that bed up for the night.
And I woke up and I almost thought, I mean, I kind of was like texting. So it's like, oh, she's obviously awake. But I was like, I wanted to be like, Mare, Noah, you can come down.
You can come down.
Yeah. Also,
like you don't have to
been getting up at 5:30. Also, who was in the kitchen?
Oh, was
this
he?
Morning at like 4 a.m.
Noah. Oh, 4 a.m. That was me. I came down to get some water. Yeah.
Oh, I told water. you don't know what's going on. You thought you were awake all night. And
but
you
like,
know what was going
I hear
on.
Things, but I don't know.
I figured
like,
you'd
I
hear
don't
that.
Know
I also
happening.
Had my flashlight on. So yeah. I was like, I thought
I felt.
See it,
I felt that because I
felt
didn't.
A presence.
I felt a presence.
Yeah. Not haunted, though.
We
ghost.
Hope that our Airbnb is not haunted.
I don't think it is.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
We have to.
Okay,
wait,
we have
hold
to
on. Hold. No, but I'm saying we're in the middle of giving a recap. Are we going to get so far off the rails that
yeah,
we don't
fine.
Remember that
okay,
we're recapping?
Okay, we're going to come back to the recap.
Okay.
So we get here Wednesday night. You're caught up.
Awesome. Well,
then Thursday.
Yeah.
We had a whole day. You're caught up. I just want to talk about our neighbor situation. But okay, well, Thursday
we went for brunch.
Yeah,
and
I had a great breakfast burrito. I will say
I loved my breakfast. My breakfast was awesome.
Mare had three little tacos.
Three little tacos. I've never seen smaller tacos in my
so
life.
So I'm allergic to eggs. Stupid. It's a
self-diagnosed.
We also didn't know this about Meredith until
it makes
this
my stomach. We don't know anything about Meredith anymore.
She's allergic to spinach. Didn't know that.
And she ate a placenta. So things that we just found out.
Yeah, I'm allergic to eggs, but not my own placenta.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy. Anyways, so finding a breakfast spot, or like when we go to breakfast, I'm just like, I hope they have yogurt. I hope they have oatmeal or something. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Didn't have any of that.
They did have a lunch menu though. So I ordered their tacos.
There was four items on the lunch
menu. And the tacos were, first of all, $16. Second of all, tiniest tacos you could imagine.
And there was only three.
What kind of tacos did you even get?
It was asada. They were asada, but I couldn't tell you. They had like pickled onions in them that were really spicy.
Oh.
And I'm not a huge spice gal.
It wasn't a spot for Mare.
It wasn't a spot for me. But everyone else loved their food and did I complain?
You were just a little quiet.
You just, okay.
I was gonna say, I was like, was I grouchy?
I think you took the posture of, if you don't have anything positive to say, don't say anything at all.
Yeah, sure.
Which was very admirable.
I didn't ruin the vibe because I knew you guys liked it, and that's fine. That was great.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Thank you for sucking it up for the betterment of the group.
You're welcome. I'll bite the bullet.
Yeah.
And that bullet was $5 tacos.
The thing is, to me, because I don't know, I feel like $16 for breakfast in Charlotte is pretty average.
Yeah.
So I don't really think twice about spending $20.
Ditto. And I would say it's the same.
Which is so bad because like I do know it's not like a diner price or whatever.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I got a fat, juicy burrito. So I think it did spread itself out a little bit more. But so we did that. Kind of sat for a little bit.
We did.
Yeah, it was nice.
We walked around.
I will say, it's so nice to nurse publicly in a big city. People literally do not give a rip. If I would nurse publicly in Orange City, Iowa, people would be talking about it with their neighbors.
That's so sad.
You know?
Hey, if you live in Orange City, Iowa, chill.
Knock it off.
Take a chill pill.
Take a picture to last long. Don't take a picture.
Actually,
I mean, if you want, I don't care.
Put those cameras away.
Not much to see, let me tell you that. Yeah. Very much there.
Is the cafe meal still a thing from whatever coffee shop?
Cafe meal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought drink that place your, didn't exist.
That place doesn't exist anymore. But you can get a cafe meal.
You can get a
places.
Cafe meal anywhere.
I know, but like it just
the
felt
name
like
of it.
Yeah, it felt special to that place.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah. We were talking about a coffee shop in college that closed down, but anyways,
it's done. And then we walked around and what did we do?
We went to another coffee shop.
Yeah. We sat. They had espresso martinis.
We sat for a long time outside.
The girls napped. Well, Lainey napped.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually kind of nice. Everything in like downtown. We went to Union Station, if you know where that is. And then it was like pretty much within a mile radius, but we walked. So we got our steppies in.
Oh, yeah.
We did get our steps. Actually, my watch told me you're 200% over your goal.
Wow.
200%.
That's awesome.
That shows you what I do.
200.
At least 100% less.
Yeah.
So.
We're not a math podcast, but I think that's right.
I think that checks out.
Yeah. I got a really good drink. I think I was flirty with the bartender, but I don't know.
And then he came and brought her a drink and we didn't feel any sparks.
No, there was no sparks.
Noah's agreeing, but I didn't really feel him.
Can we talk about Kira's way of flirting with him though? So I was still kind of, I was hungry then because, you know, I had
three little piddly tacos.
And so Kira was going to get her drink and I was like, hey, if they have a baked good of some kind, will you get it? And so she came back with like a lemon poppy seed little loaf thing.
We were into the idea.
I was so excited for that.
Kira got up to do something, right?
She went.
You were not at the table. Yeah, she went to go to the bathroom.
No, she got water. I don't know, something.
I don't know. Yeah. But Noah went to take his fork to like,
you know,
cut
into
it. And it like was really hard.
It made a brick noise.
And Casey and I looked at each other like, oh.
Which I'm so sad about because I was like, oh, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
It was the last one in there.
And so we still ate it, though. But Kiara came back.
I mean, it was dry.
It was dry.
Let's just say that.
Kiara came back and we mentioned that it was dry. And she's like, oh, I'm going to go say something.
We were like.
She's like, I'll go get you your croissant. And I was like, no, you don't have to do that. And she was like, no, I'm just going to tell them it was bad and ask for the croissant.
I've never been more mortified in my entire life.
And then she was like, no, I was vibing with him. Like, it'll be fine. And I was like, you will not be after you send back
them. No, here's the thing. I don't want to say this because then I feel like it's not going to
be a thing anymore. But I have a weird favor over certain situations like that. Like, if I say something like that, they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Sure, I'll comp this and I'll give you something else for free.
Well, you are very
like,
kind.
I've gotten a lot. The thing is, I wouldn't be like a B word about it. I would literally
I didn't say you were going to be.
I was going to just be like, hey, like, this isn't, like, this is kind of dry. Like, is there, like, can I get another alternative?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would try to phrase it in a way that wasn't like, yeah, this food sucks. Give me something else.
Yeah.
And I've done that before, and then I've gotten a free meal, or I've gotten like a gift card, or I've gotten something.
Was there a loogie in it?
I don't know. That's
that's my fear. That part, like, no. Or if I would go back, they'd be like, ugh, this.
The thing is, if you act kind, they're going to be receptive of it. Like, the fact that me and him were like, had a little moment.
Sure.
I do think that I could have been like, hey.
There's no moment.
There was a moment. You didn't see our moment.
We weren't there. We weren't there. We can't
see. We
were
there, I guess.
You didn't know the moment. I think I could have said something and he wouldn't have minded. But sure. That's just my thought.
Anyway, I was horrified.
That got vetoed, but, so I didn't go back in.
Let me just ask a question to the viewers really fast. Okay. If you work in food service, here's a scenario for you. We're going to just role play this. You are going to be you.
It's hypothetical.
You are going to be you. I'm going to be the man you were having a moment with. And you are going to be dry lemon poppy seed victim.
Okay.
I think okay. I bring it. I set it down. Noah goes dunk. Obviously, it's hard, and it's happening. And I'm the guy, and you are gonna say what you're gonna say, and then you, as a customer service food service worker,
this is a lot.
Let her know if you're gonna get comped.
This role playing is kind of falling apart a little.
Okay, It doesn't have to be.
Am I doing the? I'm doing.
You're
the
you. You're just you. Okay. Here you go. Oh, that's really bad. Okay, go.
I would say, hey, is there any chance that you have, like, another loaf behind, you know, the counter? Because this one's really rock hard. I just have to let you know. I would literally just be honest. I don't know why I would beat around the bush.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That was the last one. I know that we don't have another one.
You know what? You can just shoot me in the head. Like,
I'll take that croissant, actually.
Actually, you can set this at my funeral because I'm dead.
Speaking of funerals, you guys. Segue. We're done with
recap.
We're done with
yesterday. Recap's over.
That was basically yesterday. We made pizza. Anyway, we ate fun. It here. It was awesome.
Okay, Mare, you tell the story.
Okay.
Me tell the story. Yeah. I don't really know the story.
Well, here's the story. Okay. Yesterday, Kira looks out the window and there's a sign across the street from the house that we're staying at and it says garage sale. Kira's like, please let me go.
And one
let
thing me about me, I love a garage sale. I love a
she
yard
loves
sale.
Collecting crap.
And it's 2 feet away. Why would I not go?
We told her she couldn't. And now today,
the house looked a little scary.
The sign is still up. And she goes, well, maybe I can go again. And I said, Kira, I don't think it's a real garage sale. I think they forgot to take the sign down from the summer. And we looked at the house. In the house, there's like a bunch of tents.
Like in the driveway.
In the driveway, kind of tucked back a little bit.
Like,
and
family reunion is the first thing I
thought.
Yeah,
so we were hearing a lot of kids yelling. And it was just like people were obviously gathering of some sorts. And so we obviously were watching because we're not going to not.
Right.
And
mind you, this window is right by Mare.
Yeah.
It is right there.
It's right.
To the left.
Right there.
It's right there. And this morning, I'm pretty sure we made eye contact with a lady across the street as she was smoking a cig. And
we did.
All of a sudden, we start seeing a bunch of flowers. We start seeing a bunch of...
Unusual for a garage sale.
Yes.
Anywhere.
Yes.
And
all of a sudden, we see a white Mercedes Hearst back in. And we realize we are witnessing a funeral in someone's backyard.
Or at least a viewing.
Or at least a
something.
Noah looked out and he said, oh, plot twist.
Plot twink.
You think? You think?
Oh, ladies.
Yeah, plot twist, that plot is twist. A dead body.
Dead body.
Across
dead body.
The street. So we think it wasn't a garage sale. It was maybe an estate sale. Or maybe it wasn't even a garage sale at all.
Don't know why that sign
was
up.
Well, because the sign is also still up right now and no one is there. Like, the hearse took the body away and the sign is still up. There's not a soul in sight.
You're right.
Considering all the people that were walking into it was like people knew what was happening. And we, as the viewers, were like, okay. I literally was like, family reunion, something's happening.
Which maybe explains why it was so loud on the street last night. Like, there was a lot of hustle and bustle going on. Yeah. Randomly, we heard someone like singing outside our door. Like there's people out there.
Mind you, I'm
it up.
2 inches from the window, so I heard.
Yeah, she's
every word.
Here. Yep,
that they were saying. So did Lainey.
So did Lainey.
And I think they were celebrating life, is what the
definitely
conclusion that
definitely
we've come to.
Mm-hmm.
So rest in peace,
man across the street.
That is.
Yep.
Actually, I don't know if it was a man or a woman. Rest in peace.
We don't know.
Whoever
to this day.
Yeah, but that was
Are
a really
out?
That was a really fun
okay.
morning. And definitely not something I expected.
And then we're here. That was all we've done.
Yeah.
Feels
like we've done a lot more
than
that.
I know. We've just talked so much. Like,
I know.
That's the thing about, like, best friends is we get together and it's like, oh, we've seen each other every day for the last 5 years. You know, like,
mm-hmm.
yeah. that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
No, it really does.
Mm-hmm.
We even made the husbands of the two of them make us pizza last night.
Yes.
Which was also kind of a fun
That was really fun
thing. We got crust made. They have a brick oven pizza
at the place we're staying
at the Airbnb. Mm-hmm. So the boys, you know, were I opened the door and they're both like looking intensely at the oven and they're waiting till it gets to a certain degree.
Yeah.
To
Noah
put
was
in.
Chopping wood.
Noah's chopping wood out
like
there.
A man.
Yeah,
we're kind of trying hot. To curate the vibe on the inside. You know, lighting candles.
Yeah,
putting out
mm-hmm.
charcuterie boards.
It was fun.
And that was fun.
Yeah, it's been really fun.
It's crazy. You know what's funny too is I was actually thinking about the last time that I was in Colorado, which was with Mare. We visited our friend Adele. And if you listen, Adele, shout out to you.
Hi, Adele.
I don't
Hi,
know
Adele.
If you do, but if you do, hello. It was her wedding and COVID. And we flew out here and we got an Airbnb with Noah and we sang the blessing at her wedding.
Yes.
It was like the most random thing.
A hymn too, but I don't remember. Be That My Vision.
I know, you did say that.
Come Thou Fount or something. And
yeah, I don't remember.
So it was fun. But
it was,
but
like
it was also,
also
COVID and it was right after all the George Floyd stuff. So there's a lot of protests. So we did
really
not really
intense.
Go out and
we
do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
We hung out
lot.
In the Airbnb.
Yeah.
We
a
did
lot.
A puzzle.
We did a puzzle, did a puzzle in the Airbnb. Yeah.
We did a puzzle.
Yes.
I will say though, it's really fun because the five of us, obviously, plus our two children, we've never really all hung out together. So while us, the three of us, obviously that's like easy. We don't even have to think about
yeah.
that. And then Bryce has obviously hung out with us a lot. It's like a different situation with Noah.
But like Noah's just always been there.
No,
I feel
he
like
he has been. And I've been quizzing him every day to make sure that he likes us.
She has. I've heard it. I'm
and
like
then
in the bathroom and I hear
we
Casey,
go to bed.
So you can tell me honestly.
I'm like, okay, Noah, yeah. time for another personal deep question.
Then we go to bed and he's like, man, I wish Casey could get off my ass.
Noah.
I wish he would just shut the hell up.
No, I'm
he's
so
shaking
scared.
His head.
So
he's shaking his head.
I'm so scared.
No.
What if my husband like doesn't get along?
And you're out of
then
the group.
Then you can't marry him.
I actually. Wait, which one is it? Am I
Both?
Out or?
Would you want us to
him?
Say something of like?
Yeah.
Hey,
would you
he...
want us to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. This is recorded.
I'm mentioning it in my head.
Yes.
I'm dating somebody in the future and he doesn't vibe with you guys. That's a flag.
Okay.
That's a red flag.
Okay.
Because it's a red flag. That Noah, just kidding. I was going to say something.
It's
about
a red
it.
Flag
what?
That Noah
There's
is
There's actually
such
no
crap.
Flags with him.
And Only green.
You have no flags.
Maybe
Not
some,
even
you
any.
Have no flags.
Maybe some beige flags, but.
I mean,
that
everybody
hair
has
was
beige flags.
My nose the whole time, and I just got it.
Here's the thing about this Airbnb, too, is it's great in a lot of ways, but
mm-hmm.
there is this rug
Mm-hmm.
that we think was for the outside.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of it? It's like not twill.
Burlap.
It's like straw. No, there's like a name. Rattan.
Straw? Did you just say straw?
No,
I
she
said
did.
Straw.
I said burlap, but that's
oh,
not.
Oh, it's
correct.
Kind burlap. Of a fusion of burlap and like twine.
It's
kind of
like
twine?
If you would walk through like
for?
A dead field of grass.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's gonna get on your socks? Dead grass.
Absolutely.
You walk
yeah.
past this dead grass on your
yes.
feet.
Yeah.
So
this is. This rug has been getting on everything. And so when I say mm-hmm. a hair, a piece of the carpet was on.
Straw.
I woke mic. Up on this couch, hair in my throat.
In my throat.
Just
I literally,
off
a hairball.
I think for 20 minutes, I looked and I was like, 3:20 a.m. And I was like, trying to find it. But I'm also like dead to the world. So I'm like, how am I going to find this freaking hair
really
from the ground?
You know who wasn't dead to the world? The kids across the street.
The kids across the street.
But you know who also was dead to the world?
Body.
Oh!
Dead body.
Dead body
dead
was
body
dead
across
to
the
world.
Street.
I actually feel really bad. I'm thinking that, like, being mad at them yesterday.
Because they were so loud. Because
they were,
they
like...
They were just trying to celebrate
their
life.
They were just trying to celebrate their life.
I mean, it's just... It's okay to still be mad. They were disturbing you.
They were being
yeah.
quite
being
noisy.
I... This is kind of a random little fun fact. I think about the three of us. And, you know, in college,
you can fall asleep anywhere all the time. One time, Casey fell asleep on the toilet. Yep. It's okay.
I forgot about that.
I want to remind you. We just
with laptop on lap,
laptop
typing
lap.
A paper.
We were like, "Where is Casey?" We had curtains for stalls to paint a picture. You would open the curtain. Oh, there she is. There's Casey.
I will say it was in the middle of the night, so no one was really coming.
No one was coming, but we were also like, "Where the heck could she be?" This was maybe pre, maybe it was post Bryce. I don't know. Anyways, I remember my roommate, Caroline, would come into our room and I would be probably on the ground, like on our pile of laundry because it was just so comfortable. And I'm like, I'm so tired. I just want to sleep. I don't know. I've done that.
It's warm. It smells good.
Can I just say, whenever Kara says something that we're both like, what? I can look at you in person.
It's so nice to actually look. I know. The thing is, I can sense this through the screen.
Also, can I, do one of you boys want to make me a G&T? do you want to make me a G&T?
Really?
Perfect.
Wow.
I know Noah's been having this joke of like, oh, if I'm taking PTO, we're drinking. I kind of like that.
Today's a Friday.
Do you want me to take her?
You can meet the babies.
Lainey. Baby Lainey. Baby Lainey's first time on the mic. What do you have to say?
Thank you. She did that to
I agree.
Mic. Just some heavy breathing.
I agree, baby.
Oh, we don't need it,
yummy.
Though. Okay.
Yeah. Yummy.
I got a baby over there that is complaining mad. A little bit. She is hungry.
She's hungry.
You guys.
Feed her, yeah.
Okay. I'm probably going to feed her. Yeah, I'll feed her.
Yeah.
Do you want one of us to hold your mic?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can I have my thingy down there?
Hi, Mira.
Look at that baby.
Yeah. So... anyway, what I was saying, obsessed with being able to look at you and say and make that face whenever Kira
Me
says
too.
Something.
That no, that grip.
I'm going to pause my story.
Here's my baby.
There's other baby.
What do you have to say for yourself?
You're quite noisy. Okay, Lainey.
Oh.
Lainey's screaming.
Okay, Lainey.
Really wants this mic.
Okay, I'm going to hand it to you.
I'm gonna be a singer someday.
Test. I do like this mic. So long story short, I could sleep anywhere in college, but lately I've realized I need the temperature to be like 68 degrees, and I need white noise machine under my pillow, and I need to be
under your pillow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I know. I just learned that I can only sleep in certain conditions, and that's really annoying.
Interesting.
Like really annoying.
And I told her. Oh, you sound like a baby.
Honestly, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I've gone back into baby sleeping.
Need to be a baby again.
Yeah, because I'm like, I want a temperature. I want to be like cozy, but like not too hot. And I want to have white noise in the background.
Yeah.
And that's what helps me sleep. And I kind of hate that I've morphed into that because, again, back in our college days, it was different.
Yeah.
So
there are, anyways. I'm also a sound machine girl, but I will say there's some like Sunday afternoon naps where just silence feels kind of nice.
Feels really good.
Yeah.
Feels
but really once good. In a blue moon, not
that
every time.
Stresses me out.
Even I do need dark. If it's light.
Okay. Yeah.
It's hard for me to sleep. I need blackout curtains.
I haven't changed. I can still sleep anywhere, anytime. Except at night when it's time to go to bed.
So that's like what I have to say.
I would say that's the biggest difference.
Yeah.
So I can't sleep anytime, anywhere. That's not
you have
supposed
no...
to be the time you're
okay.
supposed to go to bed. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But so I feel like in this conversation,
I do want to just mention last night, everyone went to bed. Everyone's asleep. I'm awake. And we started a horrible Christmas movie.
Tell them about it.
I think it was
before everyone went to bed.
Before everyone went to bed, we all started watching it together. And then everyone's like, ah, you know what? I'm going to bed. This isn't good. Noah's going to take a shower, wash off the day. Kira's been passed out for the past hour before that anyway.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so I was like, yeah, no, go to bed. I don't care. I'm going to finish this movie. It was called Santa.
Christmas Santa. I looked
Christmas
it up because
Santa.
It has one of the same characters from Camp Rock in it.
Yes.
Which was also kind of a random find. Like, unless you really know Camp Rock, you probably wouldn't pick
yeah.
up on that.
Well, she's in,
I didn't.
She's in some of those, like, cringy clips.
Oh, girl. So you remember.
My Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa from 2013.
Yeah.
The name alone should set you off in a different way.
Right. And you I would say it was as bad as it sounds. And I just have this obsession with watching terrible Christmas movies. The worse, the better. Okay. But I need to set myself up for it to be bad. Like, I know that it's going to be bad. It's like when Kiera last year suggested that I watch that movie that was actually really good. But it was so bad.
I thought it was good.
And if I would have gone into it knowing that this is going to be a bad movie, I would have had a completely different
expectation. Maybe it would have been good.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Went into it with high expectations. Mm-hmm. It's all about what
we should have lowered them from the get-go.
Because there's some Christmas movies that are actually genuinely fun to watch. Right. And like, oh, that was good. Like
the ones that we suggested that Kiera watched that she actually did not like.
Yeah.
So that's actually
I have opposite movie tastes as them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because which ones did we watch last Christmas? Klaus?
You watched Klaus.
I didn't mind it, but it was kind of like weird at the end with the spirit.
I watched White Christmas.
You couldn't get over that part. I need you to get over it.
I still can't.
With
I
the still spirit?
Can't. I'm sorry. Said? With the spirit?
Did you? Were you on your phone?
Noah's jaws on the Probably. Floor. Because he loves that movie. Oh, and Noah Bryce is not a movie person,
but he
loves
out of the
it.
Room because maybe he loves that movie.
Maybe I need to give that another
and
watch.
And I think you need to get off your phone maybe when you watch it too.
Okay. I think you need to put your phone in another room.
When I watch a movie? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds so bad.
It's good.
Maybe
it's
just
good
in
you.
General, but definitely.
Oh, is this an intervention? Okay, we were walking around yesterday, and they were like, you need to put your phone down. The thing is, we would have no pictures if it wasn't for me. So choose your battles.
That is true.
Do you want any pictures?
That is true.
And our whole
Wait,
weekend
I am
together?
Thankful. One picture
I
yesterday.
Thankful. I did take some, too.
I took one.
I am thankful okay. for our pictures, but I think it's the pictures of like the building. Like, are you going to look back on all those pictures of the buildings
well,
you took yesterday?
Here's a little intake into my life. Probably not, but I will go through them on the plane on the way back and be like, yeah, that was dumb. But oh. I'd rather have them and then delete them sure. rather than not have them be like, I wish I would have taken a picture of that.
Yeah.
You
That's
know?
Interesting. It's an interesting take.
That's just the way that I look about it. I would rather do more than do less.
Sure.
Because wow. you can always reel it in. But if you do less and then you wish that you would have done something, then you're just going to live in but regret. Then, I don't live wow. in regret.
But you do live your life through a camera lens.
But I'm not like...
Another good take.
I don't know, though, if it's like I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to see the world through this. I would rather look back and be like, oh, we have fun pictures together.
Yeah.
That's just what I'm thinking.
I wish I would have taken more videos at the Taylor Swift concert. That was one time where I was like...
If you were with me,
I Because
I
was trying to like live in the moment. But now I'm like, man, I have 5 videos of this. And I rewatch those.
And that's a hard... Maybe we could meet in the middle.
Yes.
The two of us. Is what is the happy medium? Yes. Because...
Maybe not 80,000 pictures on your phone.
Yeah, I have a lot. And I agree. That's a lot.
Sure.
But also...
I think I have 5...
Pictures?
5,000. Oh, okay. Sorry. And that feels like a lot to me. Like, I feel like I need to go through those.
I have...
I don't know.
I will say every single phone that I've ever had... When I got an iPhone, which was in 2014, was the year I got an iPhone for the first time. Chewy nice.
Yeah.
In the mic.
Yeah, I hope you heard that, and I hope you really love that, listeners.
When I got in 2014, I have not deleted any pictures since then. They've all been transferred over.
That's crazy.
Fun. It's a bit archaic.
See, I don't even know. I think I've
but
gone
with
back.
That, I think I'm at like 15,000.
Okay.
But I don't blame myself because I haven't.
You don't take very many.
I don't. Yeah, I don't take very many. And I also, like, that's a long time. That's 10 years of worth of photos. So in theory, I should probably have more.
Here, I don't know if this is just a me thing or not, too. But in every friend group that I'm in, no one's taking that role. So I feel a responsibility to take that role. So it's like I've been to parties and I'm like, oh, my phone's over there because I don't really care that much. But if it's over there and then at the end they're like, oh, did you capture X, Y, and Z? And I'm like, no. Then it feels like people are expecting
because people
that.
Are expecting you to
are you finding
role.
Your identity as like the photographer?
I don't know if I've made it my identity, but I think because I've
been like thrust upon you.
I think it's been thrust
That's
upon
interesting.
Me.
Versus I'm such a quality time person. I want your
I
want us.
Eyes.
Yeah, I want us to be
Which
right here.
I also enjoy it's not my number one but I think it's like number three on my list so
quality
I still
time.
Quality time
okay
so I still enjoy that so it's not saying that me having my phone is like a lack of that it is just what in 10 years time are we gonna what are we gonna
I don't remember 10 years ago things that happened.
Yeah.
But if I look back and I'm like, oh,
you have a picture of
we, a picture of our, I have a random picture of our feet. That's stupid. Gross. I don't know if you remember
red
that.
Flag.
I know. Red Why? Flag, probably. I don't know.
Dogs.
But I look back and I'm like, oh, man, that like college time we were like all taught. It was like the three of us and Molly and Carol.
Okay.
And I look back and I'm like, that was a stupid picture.
Right.
But you remember that night now. Yeah.
But I remember that night. Yeah. So I don't really know the balance personally.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm to the extreme of overdoing
and then you
that's
have
okay.
me. I don't do anything.
Yeah.
Which isn't good.
I think I'm in the middle of both of you.
Mm-hmm.
There were pictures that I saw on your phone that you don't remember taking.
Correct.
So I think that, you're just
that's,
kind of
that's
impulsive.
You know click, when click, you're click, like click. Falling asleep and then you like tap on the screen of your phone to like, I don't know, just like look at the time or whatever.
Yeah.
I have found myself sometimes like tapping random things that don't make sense.
No
like,
way.
In my sleep. I think that's her with the shutter button.
I think so,
she's
too.
Just like,
click, 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 click.
And you don't even know that you're doing it.
Which, and again,
you could get a very artsy picture from that.
You could.
And you do. Yes. Like, I'm not going to I'm not gonna sit here and say that your Instagram stories are not aesthetic
They're
and, like, so
aesthetic.
Fun to look at.
Yes.
Because I looked at your story a lot yesterday.
Yes. And I think for you, too, it's partly an art. Like, it's an outlet.
It is.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. It's like a creative, like, I want to capture, like, maybe I will zoom in 90% and take a picture of a random cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, someone else would be like, that's dumb. But I'm like, I don't know. It's kind of fun for
me.
I
think, is.
And again, I'm not actually even, I'm not doing it for other people.
Yes.
I'm doing it because I enjoy it.
Yes. And you should if that's
and
what
that's
you like.
Just
yes.
kind of the
and
the
I was dogging on
at.
You pretty hard for it and I'm sorry.
You
I do
were.
Apologize.
And that's okay. But I also, it's a good check.
I don't know why it was really, yesterday I was like, it kind of was bothering me.
Yeah,
I don't
why?
Know why
I, had to
I
put,
think it was the quality time.
I had
thing.
To put my hand on your shoulder or
at
leg
one point
and
she
I
did.
Said, okay. It's okay.
I know. I think it was the quality time thing for me.
Oh.
I think I was like, sitting like
again,
stalking,
but I think if I wouldn't have been like, let's like take this little
socky.
Yeah,
so I'm sorry.
It's okay. But if I wouldn't have been like, oh, let's like take a picture of the three of us, I don't think we would have any pictures.
You wouldn't.
And I will say, I love those pictures. You know,
I do too.
Yes.
When I am the main focal point in the photo,
I look just hot yesterday, so I'm glad that you asked.
I just think we could actually take more photos of me. And
it's actually just about, I just want your attention.
That's fair. And that's a red flag of myself. And I'm
no,
sorry.
No. It's not a red flag.
I thought everything was awesome yesterday.
Yesterday was awesome.
I was having a blast.
I was drinking my G&T this morning and then there was tension. And I was like, I'm just drinking my drink.
When?
Oh, like at the beginning of our
recording.
No, it's just like the
honestly,
day.
It's me. I think there's something up with me.
No, here's what
I'm in the middle of all the tension. I think I
okay.
No,
hey, let's push this out.
Okay,
let's push this out. Hey, listen.
Okay.
We're gonna like.
Oh wow, this is
not
a lie.
Listen, you don't
I love this.
Like
no,
you're
this
here. I love that you're here, but just know like for
also,
a second.
This is an example of what friends do.
Totally.
This is what we're supposed to do.
So let's
just
talk about this for a second.
My phone
is
away.
There has been moments. Wait, let me grab a photo.
Let me quick take
there has been moments where I felt like the tension has been a little bit high, but I don't think it's necessarily from a point of like you're angry with anybody.
No, not
what
at
do you
all.
Think what do you think,
I think
it's coming from
post Lainey? I am so anxious. I'm so stressed.
Okay.
Like I want to make sure we get the most out of this.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that we're doing the most, that everyone's having a good time. So I'm like kind of trying to read the room, but I'm reading it wrong.
Oh, okay.
Or I feel like I'm like doing something wrong.
Okay.
And like,
okay,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm raising my hand.
Yes.
You couldn't
okay,
see, but can I?
I'm
going to
raise my hand for her.
Okay.
So she can go.
I think this has always just been innately in you.
In you. Maybe it's
in a good way.
Like amplified momentarily?
Yes. But I think you want to make the most of every
second.
Moment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good, it's a like an efficiency thing.
Yes.
Like I love that efficient word.
Efficiency
I love
thing.
That. I
think it's
love
like,
that.
I
want to
be
that.
Efficient when we're together. Maximize
yes.
the time.
Max,
I want to be
yes.
efficient.
Which I think
we're
is why
around.
The setup stressed me out because
yeah.
I was like, let's do this. Let's get
right.
this. And it took a long time.
It did. It did. It
also,
did.
Also, when
it
you're in charge of your life with your baby and with your work, you
yeah.
can do that.
Yes.
Same with me. I'm like, oh, like I'm in charge of my own schedule for X, Y, and Z. I don't have to think about, okay, we're kind of relying on like two people that maybe the two of us are like, meh, I don't know. I'll mm-hmm. hop in the shower.
Yes.
5 minutes before we have to leave. But you're like, that's not very efficient.
I think right. I have a hard time. And it's like a control mm-hmm. thing too. I have a hard time since having Lainey, since being like, married
yeah
and like I have control of a lot of things. I have control over our menu because Noah doesn't really cook. Yeah. I have control over Lainey's schedule because she's nursing off me. I can kind of pick that. Mm-hmm. You know, I have control my work. I'm the worship leader. I have control. Yeah. So like there, whenever I don't, it's hard for me to like just sit back.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I just couldn't feel opposite.
Case is like, that's actually my worst nightmare.
I'm like, wow, I just love like looking at you guys in your like in your talents of like, she has like made this itinerary for us, you guys, that is just above and beyond. And I love it. And I'm obsessed with it. And she has everything planned in detail. Kira's
born to be a travel planner, a travel photographer.
Like, honestly, if you need her, like, please book her.
Can I quick interject? No, interject. I think what I've learned is I'm okay being the observer. And I think that's why I like to capture it. Because even if I'm like, one of my close friends just turned 30 and I like wasn't in any, I wasn't in any of the things or the
photos or
but
anything.
I was like, I want to capture this so that you can look back and feel like you had a good time and remember that. Yeah. So I like being an observer of things, but sometimes that comes across as like,
I don't care.
Which but I actually, I care a lot obviously because I want to,
you
want
to capture it later. Yes. In the,
well, and you remind us, Mare, like, hey, we do need to like, have structure,
which
sure.
is
right,
definitely
is good.
True.
Sure, yeah.
And I don't even know what do I bring. What do I bring to the table?
you bring amazing recaps of really crappy movies.
You bring a lot. Because
I will say, I feel like I've really been like kind of nailing some jokes lately.
Get out of here!
I don't know. I kind of feel. No, like,
I think you remind us. Like honestly, life is not that serious. You're like I. To paint you a picture, we wanted to leave at a certain time yesterday, and Mare's ready. I'm like, I'm ready to go. Noah's ready to go. I'm putting on my makeup, and Casey's like, okay, I'm gonna quick hop in the shower.
And Mare and I both know that means gonna be in
it's gonna
30
be another
minutes.
Hour.
Yeah.
Didn't wash my hair, and it actually was only in there for 5 minutes. You were there.
I was there.
Confirmed.
No, you. Okay. When I saw you get out of that shower, I was like, man, we got a long time. Yeah. It was not as long as I thought it was.
It wasn't as long.
It was very good
because
thank
I think
you.
Casey knew. She's like, okay.
Yes. I put my head down and I got to work in there.
Long hair.
Leave me be.
I'm going to put it on the
I've been shedding postpartum.
Rug. Yep.
Same. Oh my gosh.
It's this? Down there.
Don't look at my Bad. Don't look at me.
The thing is, it's funny because I mean, I haven't seen you in so long. I'm like, your hair looks really
this
good.
This hairline? Only low buns for
I don't
me
know.
These days.
We love a low bun.
Little baby. You know what you would look really cute in, Mare? Is like a braid, like a long braid, just one pony.
Oh,
braid pony.
I
have
love
a big head
that.
Though.
Do
kind
you?
Big head.
Can we try it tonight?
Ready? Do you want to see this something? Close your eyes.
Okay.
Okay. Close your eyes. Okay.
Open. Okay. Maybe not. But your hair, like,
we breast cancer runs in our family, and I'm scared of getting cancer for multiple reasons. But one is because I'm going to be bald, and I'm going to be so ugly.
Head wrap.
That's true.
Mara's hair is down to her butt
right
now.
Maybe your forehead is more square than I knew.
It is. I have a very square face.
Has it gone?
And
you,
I will say my
hair
shedding, I think, is here, which is making it more square.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
You look like handsome Squidward.
That's the meanest thing
no,
that you've ever
no,
said to
handsome.
Me.
No, he's handsome.
Oh, handsome. No, I know.
No,
but
that's worse. Squidward.
No, kind of ugly.
No, like, I mean the face structure of it. Like, the cheekbones and, like, the, oh, he's
I
so
have,
good looking. I can't.
I do have defined cheekbones, I will say.
It's just, like, your bones are defined is what I mean.
Is that?
By
is that.
That.
Thank
it's
you.
Not a bad thing.
Thank you.
Insert photo of handsome Squidward.
I'll tell
handsome,
you later
well, handsome Squidward's forehead goes
why
like that.
Why, that is mean. Anyway, so the moral of the story is I don't really bring much to the table.
No! The story is not that! Yep, you're correct. Moving on. Because we're efficient.
Okay,
I'm just kidding.
You bring a lot.
You make Mare level down. You make me level up.
Yeah.
You bring the balance.
See, that's why
that's
a great group of three is important because I'm in the middle of you guys for picture taking. You're in the middle, or you're in the middle of us for time. Like efficiency.
Yeah.
We need
three
to balance each
top.
Other out.
I'm never on top of anything.
You are on top. You're top dog.
I will say I've been called glue for friend groups on multiple occasions.
I do like that, yeah. Well, I don't want to call you glue then if other people have called you glue.
Well, if I'm rubber, then
I
want to
be different.
When I say multiple occasions, I mean like twice. It's not like people go around.
I mean,
like
actually
hey,
everybody
glue?
I've ever known.
You're only two friend groups.
Casey, the thing is, I don't think we would like move forward with anything, get anything done. Also, at night, there were multiple times in college where
Casey would be like, 1 a.m., let's do this thing. And I'd be like, okay. And then Mare would probably be asleep. And then we'd like drag her in.
Yep.
We would like have really great creative ideas. You bring the creativity
yes.
to our group.
Honestly, whenever you said that Noah came up with that Facebook, would you rather? I thought you did. Like, that's something that Casey, that you would come up with.
Yeah. I will say I've never been on Facebook Marketplace in my life.
No, but the, would you rather? Like, yeah. I saw the scenario playing out of him. I will say
I do love a fun little made up game that I just made up, like, on the spot.
Yes. And that's, like, so in your, like, family's DNA.
Or, like, whenever I came back from theater rehearsal one day, because I did theater, in case you didn't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Megan
was in a musical.
Yeah, it's fine. Whenever I came back from rehearsal, and you and Bri, I walked into you and Bri's wearing every article of clothing that I owned, except underwear, because I'm not weird.
No, we're not psycho.
Bryce put those in his pocket instead. Don't worry. He took them with him.
Were they like pink pants?
I will say.
What? Pink pants?
Pink pants.
Why don't I feel like I have a picture of Bryce with pink
pants? Oh, you do. They were mine. Oh.
I had pink pants with little white dots on them. Do you remember those?
All over the pants?
Yes. Or was that just in high school? That was when like colored pants was.
Oh no, I had a pair of colored pants. Don't get me wrong.
Yes. But they were pink jeans and they had the like little symmetrical white dots all over them.
I don't know
if I know those.
I don't like it.
Can you bring them back? Do we still have
them? No, definitely don't have
them
anymore.
Do you still have my PJ pants, by the way? My PJ shorts? My star ones?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Oh.
Wait, did you bring them along? Do you bring them along?
I wish I did. I forgot.
Dang it!
Actually, until this moment.
Okay, so Casey and I went to this random Christmas party in college.
It wasn't a Christmas party. We've already talked about this.
Okay, a party. I don't know. And I got Walmart. Okay, it's a pajama party. I got pink, light pink shorts.
I think we talked about this last time.
Well, I'm going to talk about it again.
That's okay.
With stars. No, bring it up again.
And Casey has them. I left them there the last time I was there, which was like 4 years ago at this point, in hopes that in the future I would get them back.
I will say we do a lot of regifting.
You're dumb.
We do.
You're straight up idiot.
I agree.
We've done a lot of regifting or like, hey, you remember this? Like, and that is something that I'd love to do. And I'm actually really upset that I forgot.
Me too. That was a perfect setup.
Oh, man, that's frustrating.
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
Can I be honest about something?
Okay. You feel left out that you didn't go to that
party? No.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't sure. I should.
Yeah, Mara's like,
you were invited.
Oh, yeah, you're a loser. That you're a total loser.
You shouldn't.
No. Okay. I made a gift for Mira.
You did.
Wait, go get it. And I didn't bring it because I was
embarrassed.
Why? Because it was so ugly. I know. I even FaceTimed Kiera. I was like,
yes.
Casey's going to hate this.
What?
And I said no.
What if I hated it?
I don't think so.
I think it kind of would. It was because it was a handmade thing and it was not made well. And so it looked like literally garbage. Can I tell you what it was?
Well, I told her, I told her that maybe you would have a comment, but the fact that like you made it.
No, the fact that you made something, I would have cried.
So sweet.
This is, I'm going to show you my inspiration picture.
Okay. Oh my gosh, this is so fun.
Okay. It was going to be a little mobile.
Yeah.
Made out of like ribbons.
That's cute. She would have loved it.
But I cut them too short. And I didn't have a way to hang them up. So imagine half that length and they kind of sprawl out. It literally looked like I would have got it out.
I'm so sad you didn't
bring
it.
What is this? I know. I would have brought it out right here and got your live reaction.
And I said, I also wanted one.
It just kind of looked like garbage. Maybe I'll mail it to you and something and you can see. But
see, that's what I thought.
Yeah. I think I will send it to you anyways because like, you know, I like bought the stuff and like. Let's not let it go to waste.
You sacrificed your money.
But yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, you cost these. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I didn't get you anything or think about getting
you
anything.
I've thought about it.
So
don't worry.
My bad. I have memories in the camera roll.
You took a lot of pictures, so that's what
that's
you
what
your
you
gift is that you're going to remember this.
Your gift is we're making this.
Is it you're going to remember that corner building and how the corner of our bathroom is so aesthetic?
Honestly, okay. It really is. It's the only aesthetic thing about this whole house.
Okay, be honest. I actually do really like the layout of this house. I'm not gonna.
I like the
I'm not
layout.
Gonna sit here and
the
tell
layout.
You that I don't like it.
It feels.
I love the crown molding. I like.
Okay.
The plaster on the wall. I think it's really fun. And there's little archways outside. I think it's really cute.
There's
the way
a lot,
that this
so
place
potential.
Is decorated isn't very great, but I'm able to look past the decorations
like
being poor.
Blue table. Back there, kind of random. Blue table behind.
I mean,
Kiera.
Like it was a vibe probably 10 years ago.
Yes.
Can I be honest?
Yes.
I think this layout next to the beach.
Could be.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Yes.
In the city, it's still okay. But I think beach house.
Yes.
This could go Maybe mm-hmm. we like
I do wish that we came when it was warmer so we could utilize the backyard. The backyard is cute.
The backyard is cute.
There's a nice little patio, honestly, a little firing
area out here.
Yes. I mean, okay, here's the other thing, you guys. We said that when we came here, we were going to get tattoos.
We did say
that. We still could walk to the place 5 minutes away and get a tattoo.
Yes.
Okay.
Do we do it? What do you think? Listeners,
What do you think, listener?
Listeners,
the thing about walking tattoos can be risky. If you want to get like a big,
I'm not getting anything big.
How big do you want your bird to be?
Okay, wait, let me see. Oh,
where
are you gonna do it? I think that Casey is a virgin when it comes to tattoos. In general, but also to tattoos.
I don't know. We'll think about it later.
We're gonna, TBD. TBD. Today's our only day to decide, but TBD.
We only have like an hour, but okay. TBD.
Within the hour. Should we bring the husbands to do my little segment?
Yeah. I do hear babies crying. I don't know who it is, though.
Let me see.
I'm feeling like it's yours.
I think it is also mine.
Husbands?
Let me text husband. Noah.
We're ready for
you. Is that mine? Hi, honey. Is she sleeping?
Okay. Wow. We're ready for you.
We're going to bring you in.
Sit by your respective wife.
Uh-oh. Who's he going to choose?
That was funny.
I told you, I'm kind of on.
kind of on one.
Between me and you or me and Kara. I think that's going to
no. I think for sake of this,
I think he should sit there, though, so Noah can sit here.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
It's been forever,
Mary,
guys.
Mary, do you want to introduce the segment and then I'll dive in?
Yeah, so Kiki came up with our Mayor Brings on the Mood today.
Woo!
As you can see, we have our husbands with us.
The Casey husbands.
So Kira thought, well, maybe Kiki, you go ahead. You explain.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, you know, I figured since we have the husbands here, we're going to do a little quiz on how well the husbands know their wives. So this is going to be an exciting segment. This is not the newlywed game because they're not newlyweds, but this is truly just how well do you know your wives? So I have a list of a couple questions, 10, to be honest.
Okay.
10. And I want to know, which is I'm going to ask the boys, they're going to say it, and then you guys are going to have to think of your actual answer. Do not compromise what the actual answer is based off of their, like what they say. Okay. Are we ready?
I won't.
1 second. ChatGPT is asking me
when
for
are you playing
a voice.
The shoe game?
Didn't play that at my wedding, so I don't know. Okay. You ready?
Yes.
That was a hard watch.
Okay. It's so bad. First question. Okay. What is one topic your wife can passionately talk about for hours? There's one right answer for both of them. If you know, tune in.
Who goes first?
You can go. Yeah.
Music.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to go with sitcoms.
Oh.
Generic, because we watch a lot.
Okay.
And by we, I mean not me, Meredith.
I actually, this morning I was like, you know what? Yesterday, I didn't stream at all.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah,
that's a big thing.
First time in years.
Years.
It's been forever.
Your life.
Perhaps forever. Okay, wives, what do you have to say to that, Case?
He hit it right on the head. Music.
Really?
I couldn't shut up about that, even if you tried to get me to.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh wait, are we supposed to say like what our answer was in our head at first?
Yes.
Or if they're right or wrong about it.
What was
my
answer?
I immediately went music, and then he said music, and then I was like, that's right.
Because while Noah is correct, I could talk about sitcoms for a long time. I was thinking he was going to say Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Ooh. That's a little bit of a
but
hot
I also
topic.
Could talk about sitcoms for a long time.
So he wasn't right. He wasn't wrong.
He wasn't wrong. He was, but it, that was not what
but
I was saying.
But Bryce was.
Then you know yourself.
What you're saying is he was wrong.
Could be.
Factually he was wrong, correct.
Right. How does it are we competing?
Feel? How does it feel to have
a
husband who just doesn't really know?
Okay, let's go. Let's go.
It's a competition.
Okay. Should we show him?
It is 1-0.
Show us.
Okay, ready? Next question.
What is her guilty pleasure that she pretends to be embarrassed about but secretly loves?
Oh my.
Wait, hold on, let me think.
Wait,
can you reread that? Can you reread
sure.
that?
Sure. What is your wife's guilty pleasure that she pretends to be embarrassed about but secretly loves?
I feel like you don't get embarrassed very much.
Okay. I feel like for Bryce guilty, Bryce has one.
Guilty.
Don't this help is him a out. Hard Are question. You helping him out? Okay, don't help him out.
Do you know an answer for yourself?
No, I'm thinking.
Sorry, can you read it one more time?
Oh no. Two is it? Okay. What is her guilty pleasure that she pretends to be embarrassed about but secretly loves? Or just in general, guilty pleasure. Could be a show, could be something she does, whatever. Is there something that comes to mind?
I think it's the whole talking thing that's throwing me off.
Okay.
Because you will, just very respectfully, you will overshare about anything. Like, I think that's what I'm struggling with is like, oh, there's no topic is off limits.
No.
Okay, that's good. So is there a guilty pleasure? Or maybe there's not.
I don't know if there is.
I don't technically. I don't know either.
At least
to
talk about.
Like a. You're not embarrassed about it.
No. Not with you.
Okay, don't so it's, give him. Okay, so what? Final answer.
You have
it? I have no idea. You want me to? I have no idea.
Okay, wives.
So I was thinking about this and also struggling, so I'm really glad that you asked to read it three times. Because honestly, nothing really came to mind. I mean, maybe the fact that I've, like, really like TikTok and like I've posted something on there before that can be kind of embarrassing from time to time. But
the dance of you guys,
yeah, like I've seen that together, like yeah. That was cute. And there's a lot of things that like I'll make private because I don't want like any old schmo to come look at it, but
sure,
that could maybe be something that's embarrassing to me. So that was the only thing I could think of, but like okay. I've never also been like I don't want Bryce to see this.
Okay,
maybe like taking pictures, because you like you don't like when people take a bunch of pictures and just like stop to take a bunch of pictures, like
so myself girl. Yeah yeah yeah, yeah.
We were talking about that, but you really like to take them and take videos, so like maybe
them.
It's a guilty pleasure, I guess.
Okay,
and you really want to have them but you don't like to,
so you're embarrassed by taking pictures but you like you want the picture. Okay.
That's okay, the only thing I think of.
That's I good. Really don't have anything. Okay. I need help here.
Okay, this is not a diss. Low-key, this podcast.
Wait, I know I get it.
You know,
I get
like
it,
when
it,
people
it,
come
it,
up to me and were like, I loved your last episode. I'm like, oh, man. Like, I like
you listen
I'm kind of like,
it.
Oh, man, yeah, people. My go-to phrase is I always forget people actually listen to this thing. Yeah. You know, because I am an overshare. I talk about a lot on here. So it's like, oh, my gosh, what have I talked about that?
Yeah. Right.
Now, this person at my church knows, you know what I mean? Like, did they hear me share the story about Kiara drinking my pee?
Right.
You know,
I know sometimes,
which
I'm
is a very real
like,
story.
I
you guys
yes.
didn't make that
so
up.
So, but I'm not actually embarrassed of this podcast. Like I love doing it, but it is kind of a guilty pleasure in that way.
Mm. You guys have died. I have another battery pack.
Should we pause it? Real
Everyone pause. Don't move.
Don't move. Don't move.
No.
TV.
Close is the other battery
camera.
Dead?
Close the camera. Open the camera. Nothing.
That's a screen, not a camera. The camera.
Quick shout out to my boy, Bryce, working hard.
Tech man.
And then good to go.
Can we do some claps? Here.
Oh, I haven't moved, so I'm just going to stay in my little spot.
So we can
sync
up.
Sure,
thank you.
Yep.
I actually really appreciate that.
Yep.
Wow,
appreciate that.
Just we lost the sync, you know.
Okay.
Yeah,
and we're back. Are you guys ready for your next?
We back.
Yep.
Question.
Yes.
Okay, this one, we're going like level two.
Okay.
That was level one. We're like level
two.
Level
one.
Okay. That one was impossible.
That was level one.
That was level. Well, level one is in like depth. That wasn't that.
It was like
deep.
Level eight.
Oh. No, was it?
Talking about a trauma?
No. Okay, this one's fine. It's just like the next layer. Okay.
Yeah.
What would you say is a core value or belief that guides her daily life?
faith. Faith
okay.
in God.
Okay.
And Jesus.
Okay.
I'm going to have to echo that one.
And.
What? And this is a Christian podcast. I'm going to have to echo that one.
Okay. Faith in God.
And this just turned into. What's that?
Christian? Okay.
okay, what would you say?
Honestly, I didn't even have a chance to think. But
I know, that was so fast.
He's right. I'm not going to tell him he's wrong.
That's the right answer.
I think just to like echo on top of that, and the reason why I would say maybe something else is like to be kind to people and treat people well. But that ties into my faith, and the reason why I do that is because of my faith. So in a roundabout way, the answer to that is yes.
Mm.
So great job. Wow, you thought of that so fast. I can't even believe
he was like,
that.
All right, 1, 2, 3, God.
I need to let you know,
Jesus,
Meredith, we
my
have
Lord
a right
Savior.
Answer here coming up. So.
Ooh, right answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like the Sunday school answer.
Yeah. Well, I would say yes is very blanket. Like I would say maybe my guiding principle is tied up in that core belief. Mm. So yes. Yeah. Okay.
Sunday school.
So slay, 2 for 2.
Slay.
Slay, as in Noah. Noah says that a lot. Third question? Okay.
Not the third question?
I think it was.
2 for 2.
Okay.
Don't worry.
When she is having a tough day, what helps her feel supported or comforted?
Mm.
What would you as the husband say? Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to repeat it while you think, even though if you know it. Okay. When she is having a tough day, what is something that helps your wife feel supported or comforted?
There's a few things that come to mind. Physically, like rubbing her feet or massaging shoulders.
Okay.
okay.
Physically?
I meant shoulders, guys.
Wow.
I just took a,
okay.
a pause.
It took a while to find that last one.
I just took
something,
a pause.
Something.
And then, now I forget what the other thing was. Crap. The other thing would be just making decisions for her so she doesn't have to make decisions at all,
because
that's a source of stress for her a lot of times. And then I think just listening and not trying to solve her problems.
Wow.
He wasn't gonna get that one.
That feels really good. But Case, what
do
you say? It
feels good to be known, baby. Wow. I will say I thought of a hug. So okay. I take a hug too, but like everything you said,
But like, what about like a massage or like your feet?
Oh my gosh, I love that. And I ask
shoulders.
Where?
Yeah, where do you want that
shoulders.
Massage?
Shoulders. Sorry, shoulders.
I say, like, I'll say, can you rub my toots? That means, can you rub my
toots?
Feet?
Not tits. Toots.
Toots. Like,
just in
toots.
Case there's any question.
And he never actually wants to. So the fact that he suggested that means that he cares for me, because if he never had to massage my shoulders or my feet for the rest of his life, he. Would
That's good.
Anyway, you guys go.
Okay, Noah.
I think the main one, and what I have learned the most, you said put it in the middle,
so that we can. Yeah. But now
the main one, and what I have learned the most through our marriage, is Bryce's third answer, and that is to listen to you and not try to solve.
It's a big
because
one.
My brain goes to, well, here are the solutions, here are the practicals.
And man brain.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's how I want to love you in that moment. It's like, oh, there's a fix to this, and I can see it. Where I think you want to just be heard and be able to spew it all out all at once and have me just, yes, and maybe add in.
Yep.
And then I think that's the main
there's
one.
There's one that you're missing.
Ooh.
There's one that I thought you were going to say.
I'm scared. I'm not gonna lie. Is it something sexual?
Well, a hug's always good. Just a big old embrace.
Aww. Okay, less sexual than I thought.
Maybe humor.
Can you give me a hint?
Humor?
At the end of the day.
Oh, put the house to bed.
Ah!
Put that house to bed.
Yeah.
Do some chores.
That's a big one.
That's good.
Sorry, I definitely helped him with that one, so we can maybe not.
Yeah,
have to go
I do
one,
think they're
so
one
we get a
point.
You don't.
Okay. Well, it's yeah. Okay.
One point ahead,
because yes, absolutely.
Uh huh.
The first thing you said for sure, but also at the end of the day, if the house is a mess and he goes
put
like,
the house
to
bed,
to
I like
video
that.
Games or something, I'm like, hey, I would really love
I hate
some
this
help.
Guy.
Yeah. Like, And I saw a reel that, you know, like doing the dishes and stuff like that is like, get the house ready for bed. Put the house to bed. And I like that. I like waking up to a clean house. So it's
hence
nice
last night Mara was doing our dishes.
Yeah, so which I do. And I like enjoy doing that stuff. So
yeah.
But it is nice to have help, especially if it's a big mess.
Yeah. I like that. Okay. Yep. We got two more for you. Okay. So this next one is. Do what? Well, I have a lot more, but do you want all 10?
I'm having fun.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. Okay, this next one is, what is something your wife is deeply passionate about and why? And has she started doing anything about it? Mm. What is something your wife is deeply passionate about?
Taylor Swift.
Okay. Has she made any moves on that?
What are the, yeah, what's the, what was the second question of the
well,
question?
Well, I kind of made that up. But
has
like,
she
has
done anything
she
about
done
it?
Anything
we
about
took
it.
Out a loan. We took out a loan so that she could
so that
see
she could
Taylor,
go to Taylor
fifth Swift. Row. Yes. We are still paying that off.
That's funny.
No, we are not. We paid very minimum.
Yeah.
Compared to what other people paid for that concert.
So, do you want
to
be honest?
What did the bank say for
what
that?
I paid $600
when you went to your financial advisor, did they say this was smart financial decisions or bad?
We did have the opportunity to resell those tickets for $4,000, and we did turn those that down.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so in that way, maybe we lost out on money, but $600
for floor seats,
fifth row,
pretty much floor,
like. Yeah, it was amazing.
That's
ding
funny.
Ding. Passion about Taylor Swift. Okay, Bri?
I would say, I mean, it kind of correlates to the first question you asked. And it's, I mean, it's music. It's like, that's like her pretty much everything. But she hasn't had, I guess, the opportunity to do a lot just with Mira and just other things in her life. Mm. But I think maybe like concerts too. Going to more concerts and like doing things with Mira and myself, so not just staying at home. I don't know if you're passionate about that necessarily.
What does that have to do with music? That last part.
Well, I don't. It didn't. It didn't have anything to do with music. I'm just. That's just what came to mind. That's it.
Any response?
I think that. True. I mean, there's probably more that I can do with it, but I sing at church a lot and I get to play piano and I think having Mira at home, I want her to enjoy the greatness of music, so I definitely will dive into that a little bit more when she gets a little bit older. She's still a little bit young, so it's hard to
she
doesn't quite get much. She's 5 months old, but
yeah,
she will.
Not all there.
No, she's not all there. Not her fault. She's
not her fault.
Learning,
she's like
developing.
An infant, but it's fine. Yeah. Okay. This is kind of a random question. And this is truly like, this is more of like along the lines of how well do you know her in the sense of this is a fact. Not a like, I don't know. This is like a what was your wife's first job ever? This is like a don't, no help.
Maybe not.
No help, no nothing. First job ever. Noah, you go.
She worked in food service.
Okay.
At a nursing home. Is that correct?
Dang okay.
It.
Hold on. Okay.
I thought it was across the street.
What did I live on? I grew up on a.
Oh, I guess. Yeah. I'm thinking externally. Like you literally, that could have been a that could have been a family chore, for all you knew. I didn't. Yeah. Maybe I didn't know that.
She was on the payroll.
My first job outside of the farm was working at a nursing home across the street.
Yeah, food service.
So he's like, I am right,
I thought
right,
you were
going to
say
right?
Wendy's or...
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
BK.
Okay. Bri, what was your... Don't...
I'm pretty sure Casey was either a host or a waitress at... what's the name? It's at a fancier restaurant in...
Kelowna.
But I cannot remember the name. I don't know. Is that right?
I was a busser.
Dang it.
At Tuscan Moon.
Yes.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a nice restaurant. Yes.
I'm going to say you both didn't get that fully, so I'm going to say you didn't get any points.
That's fine.
Is that okay?
It is what it is.
That's
yeah.
rough.
You have 3. Marino have 2.
So
we're neck and neck.
I wanted
but
to
no
give
one
you a
got
hand,
that.
But
okay. What is one item... Casey can't live without? What is one item Meredith can't live without?
I have it.
Okay.
Aquaphor. She is a cult leader.
Okay.
In that
why is that lady looking at our lawn?
Pyramid scheme.
I'm sorry. She was staring. There's a child. Okay. Oh, there is? Okay, sorry. Aquaphor. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
That's correct. Ding, ding. Okay.
Okay, here's the thing. He is right.
Sure.
But I was also going to say
my daughter.
Well, yeah. But I was going to say, like, my phone, my streaming services.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm a TV watcher.
Okay, okay. But what was your gut? My gut was. Okay.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's true. That's a hard
kind
one.
That's kind of just like the internet.
I don't have Aquaphor on hand, I will go that night and get some, though. So that is correct.
Okay. Well, don't help him. Okay.
She doesn't really have a specific one, but the one that immediately came to mind that you can't really live without, I guess, is warm clothes or a blanket.
Okay.
I don't know.
Survival.
Okay. Okay. Casey? Okay. I don't feel like this is getting any...
I mean, like, I don't like to be cold, so that's true, but I don't feel like that's...
You didn't like how our house was 62 degrees this
morning? No, I actually hated it. I was... honestly, I was probably going to just say my phone initially, just because... I don't know. I feel kind of stupid saying it, but, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. But on a deeper level, like, my family, but that's also obvious.
That's a hard thing. I said thing. I said item.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is
so probably my phone, which is really lame. But I mean, I love a good blanket. I'm not gonna say I don't.
We're gonna say we both didn't get that quite on the head. Is that okay?
This sucks.
Okay. Okay. ChatGPT, can you not? Okay. Sorry, it's saying that it wants to record my voice, and I don't want that. Okay. Another question would be, what would you say, like, what would you say is her biggest strength? And what do you think your husband's would say is your biggest strength?
Wow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what is her biggest strength, but also what you think Casey would say?
She has a lot of good strengths, but I think what she would say is communication. A really good communicator. She's able to voice her emotions and opinions very well.
Hmm.
That's probably not what you were gonna say.
I think that I'm confident and clear.
Clear is kind. That's what Noah's been saying all weekend long.
Right. So I stole your word. Sorry, but I think I don't like to let things linger. I want to figure out the root of what's going on, and I saw that wink. Don't cheat. And I am willing to have a really nasty, uncomfortable conversation so that I can see the light at the end of the tunnel rather than hanging out in the tunnel for a long time.
Okay.
So, yes, I agree with him. I don't think he's wrong. I think he just phrased it differently probably than I would have.
Okay, love it. Noah?
I think my answer is very similar. I don't really know how to word it very well, but it's... Well, I guess like vulnerability, or I'm just thinking of times with like my family where my family struggles with people pleasing and not wanting or conflict avoidance and all that. And Meredith's not afraid to dive into those conversations and get to the root of the problem so that we can continue our lives and be friends again.
That's good.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I think that, like, along the lines of that, like, speaking my needs type of thing of, like even what we talked about here. Like, hey, I was feeling like this yesterday. Don't know why.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it, you know? Or, like, if someone wants to, like, ask me to babysit or something, like, I don't have a problem saying no because I'm not really a people pleaser.
Yeah.
I used to be, but I've learned it just, like, saying no with no, like, not like a, sorry, I can't tonight, I have this. Yeah. Like, what excuse can I come? Just no. Nope, not going to work for me. Like, that, I don't know. And
then people know, like, when I say yes, I actually mean yes.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. I think that's good. Great.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree
Let your
more.
No be no and your yes be yes. I think Amen. That's biblical, too. Yeah. That's a good mm-hmm. quality to have. I love that. Okay, let me do one more. I don't know if this was 10. I don't think it was, but it feels right to end on one more, I think. Are we okay with
yes.
that? Okay. I think you each can answer this one individually. What is one thing you've learned about yourself through being with the other person? I feel like that's kind of a fun one. So it doesn't have to be like for the other person, but one thing you've learned about yourself individually with being with your spouse.
Say a million things.
I was gonna say, Noah, you want to go first? One thing you've learned.
Yeah. I'm trying to make it deep.
Yeah.
If it's not deep, then you don't
know.
The love of depth is the level of love.
I think, continuing the last answer, I think learning that conflict doesn't have to be the like boogeyman, and that getting through those times of conflict can lead to a much more fulfilling outcome far sooner than stirring on it for so long. And Meredith's a good example of that.
That's good. I love that. That's really good. Thanks, Mara, honey. What would you say?
I think in marriage and parenting too, I would say, but I've learned how selfish I am. You know, like when you have a whole other person to make decisions with, or make decisions for, like Lainey, you just learn that like your way is not always the best way. And that's hard to like swallow that pill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sacrifice. That's good. Wow.
I think Bri? For me, I've learned just how easy it is to step out of your comfort zone and to live in the uncomfortability. Because that is not one of my strengths whatsoever. It's one of my weaknesses. And so I think I've learned that when I'm with Casey, and she's taught me that it's okay to step out of your comfort zone, and it's easy. It doesn't have to be hard. Just go for it, and whatever happens, happens, I guess.
It's cool.
Yeah. Like, try new food, go new places. Don't just do the same thing over and over and over. Go on the trip and get out of your home state and just like go do something. Because it's really important to get life experiences and do things that you've never done before. And I think a lot of people are just afraid, but it's like, if you just do it, then you're in it, and then you have to figure it out.
Yeah.
And you just have to go, but you have to force yourself to go. And then once you do, then it's so much fun.
I like
it's life changing.
I like that. Wow. And now they're both at the stage of life with a 4-month-old, 5-month-old.
So 5-month-old and 6-month-old, but like super close.
Really?
Very close, yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, time flies. Sorry. It just flies so much, but I love that. That's really cool, I think, to just get a little insight to.
I will just say it's super fun to have them on here, first off. But second off, to hear their brains about us.
Yeah. Like, that was fun, Keek.
It's not every day that you get to sit down and have your person talk about you.
That's good. That was the goal.
Yeah. I fell a little under a microscope, though, so.
Hopefully just a little
But
courage.
I love attention, so I love that.
I don't. I mean, sometimes I He's do, like, but I right now I'm sweating.
Guilty pleasure. Attention, something she doesn't want to admit.
I want attention, but actually, like, so what other questions do
I
you
want
have?
Attention, but, yeah. like, I don't want to work that hard right. for it.
What's your kink?
What's your kink?
Too far. Christian podcast.
Okay, well, that can be our podcast episode, you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks so much for joining
us. Episode live.
Yeah.
The one time. We'll probably have another one in the future. Maybe there'll be more kids. I don't know. But
oh my gosh.
I don't know. Who knows?
Who knows?
But thank you for listening, you guys. You can follow us on Instagram, on TikTok, on Facebook. You can email us.
It's been foreverpod@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Don't forget.
We have a couple emails in the queue, so don't you worry. We've been flooded with people saying that they...
Low-key, honestly, kind of.
No, but we like, actually have been.
Dry for a while now. It took a while to sift through, so...
It's actually been flooded, so yeah. We will get to those. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we love you guys. Thank you so much for listening and watching and all the things. Yeah. And to the husbands for joining.
Yeah, yes. thanks guys.
Thank you, guys.
We'll pay you back later. Oh, yeah. Mainly Kiki.
I'll go on a walk. Yeah. You can have the house to yourself.
Oh my gosh. Sorry, okay. Mom. All right.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Bye.